the question was asked, what about if you feel abused within a relationship? How do you define abuse? I want to begin the thought, and we'll try to pick up on this next week, with what happens when people call me for shidduchim and they're divorced. So the first thing I tell them after they tell me they're divorced is, please don't tell me anything about the other side or about the divorce. So they say, doesn't it interest the person you're going to set me up with? And I say, I'm sure it does. And it'll be their responsibility to verify whatever information they can. But don't tell me anything. So invariably, the side gets very frustrated. Why shouldn't I tell you anything? So if it's a girl, I tell her, because I know he abused you. And I know that he was crazy. And I know that he was unfair. She says, how do you know? So I say, because every girl that calls me, almost every girl, well over 90% that's divorced, tells me that the guy abused her. So some women say he abused her physically, but many women are smarter than that. They say he abused me verbally, he abused me emotionally. Now, between me and you, I'm not saying people aren't abusing one another. I'm just saying it's very hard to quantify what's called abuse. And if every woman that calls me, and I'm telling you it's well over 90%, that's divorced, is saying, my husband abused me, I have to wonder. And you know what? There are standard lines for men also. Mm-hmm. When men call me and they're divorced, so I also tell them, don't tell me anything about it. And they say, why not? And I say, because I know what you're going to say. You can tell me she's depressed. You can tell me no one told you about her psychological problems before you got married. And he says, how'd you know? I said, because you're not the first guy who's divorced who's calling me. I know. This is what I hear all the time. Again, over 90%. They all have these claims. Now, how do you define abuse, and how do you define psychologically problematic? You understand that these are terms that can very easily be misused.
Isn't it the same? Bad treatment is also a form of abuse.
Okay. So that's where we're going to have to pick up next week. What's really called bad treatment? Because I'm not sure that's a fair term. I'm not coming to belittle abuse. I'm just saying we have to be very careful when we use the term. So that's your next week. We'll pick up on that.